best-selling albums from one of the greatest bands of all time. Grand On Stage presents Classic Albums Live, performing Queen's News of the World. We will rock you. We are the champions. An authentic recreation. Note for note, cut for cut. Plus, a performance of Queen's greatest hits. Friday, November 29th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Classic Albums Live and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Hey, what's going on? It's Avaya Mighty. You are listening to CFRC 101.9.
Good morning, Kingston. This is your indie wake-up call. Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake-Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, 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 Bill and Marty here.
And we're backstage rapping with a tap.
Fellas, I'm going to hit you with a phrase that has dogged you throughout your career. Washed up.
Yet here you are, among the top 105 concert acts today. What's your secret, guys?
Well, after the Berlin Wall fell, our records started selling on the dismal side of the Iron Curtain, and naturally that gave us a boost.
We're very big in Bulgaria, and what's his name, Yadagaria?
Hungaria?
Yeah, whatever.
I can't think of anyone who's benefited more from the death of communism than us.
Well, maybe the people who actually live in the communist countries.
Oh yeah, I hadn't thought of that. I bet you're right.
Yeah, on the other hand, each of us just bought our own soccer team. How many Hungarios can say that, eh?
See?
Mm-hmm. going on in here. It seems a little... Seems a little cramped in here.
A little bit?
Like there's an extra person sitting
Maybe?
Next to me. My goodness.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Better now that you're here, Simone.
Did you miss me?
Of course we missed you. We were getting, the phones were ringing off the hook last week.
I know. Oh, I missed you guys.
Welcome back, Simone.
Thank you so much.
You went off into the world and you came crawling back.
Yes. You guys are always going to draw me in for sure.
Well, you had a couple weeks hiatus.
Yeah.
But welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. You actually beat me in here today.
I know.
Lights are on.
Sitting here, I had to turn on all the lights, and I was just sitting here quietly with my crochet.
Well, now, yeah,
that's awaiting your return.
That's new. That you're a new knitter now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, a little bit.
How's it being back?
It's been great.
Yeah,
it's been great. Yeah, I was away. My mother wasn't well, so we, you know, came around her, all the daughters, and she got through with flying colors.
Nice,
and so
nice.
Proud of her. She's so strong. And so, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, she's doing well now.
So the Simone family's doing well.
The Simone's family is doing very, very well.
Excellent,
yeah,
excellent.
Well, thank you to everyone who was very kind and sent me prayers and thoughts. It was great.
People were calling in last week. No joke.
Yeah.
It was a little disheartening to me.
Was it? Did you feel it was some type of way,
Next
as
week,
they say?
Yeah. When you hosted, I'm not here to people call. No.
Well, I didn't get any calls the last time, but I don't think it's anything not to worry about, Jeff.
Please, welcome back, Simone.
Please don't worry about it, Jeff.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is CFRC, the place to be.
It is.
It's 101.9. You're tuned in. It's live. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, for, you know, the past century.
Yeah.
Yeah.
102 years we've been on the air.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We look good for being over 100 years
old.
I think we
do. Yeah. I think you look fabulous.
Oh, yeah. So good. And we've got nothing but good-looking tunes for you today, folks.
Bright and shiny. And ready to go.
Nothing but the best. We just opened it up with a brand new track from Art Deco with The Traveler.
Mm-hmm.
They're a nice rock outfit out of, I think, Ottawa. Give them a listen.
Yeah.
The lead singer looks just like my older brother. It's crazy.
Yeah, Handsome Grant.
Handsome Grant. Shout out to Handsome Grant. And shout out to all you fine listeners. Like I said, we've got a great show. You got us here till 10 a.m. We've got a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of old, moldy oldies.
Yeah.
We got some shout outs because we've got the funding drive going on. So we've got people who have requested songs.
Okay. And sounds good.
Yeah, we've got some great food we're going to talk about from our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
We're going to talk about Mike Tyson upset. We're going to talk about the Video Game Award nominees.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about what's going on in Kingston this weekend.
Absolutely.
There's a whole bunch
going on.
There
is so much going on. I'm so excited. Glad to be back.
Things are happening.
Yeah.
Things are happening.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Welcome back, Simone.
Thank you.
And welcome back to you. This is Indie Wake Up. Let's get to the tunes. We've got a brand new track from a band called Pack Rat.
Ooh.
This one's called
I think this song is about me.
It's called Pure Trash.
Oh. The Pack Rat part.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Bone.
Let's get to it.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Hi, lunch, Lady Doris. Have you got any grease?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Then grease me up, woman!
Okie dokie.
A tu casa por ti, se me acerca tu perro y viene a mí. Es tu perro lanudo que me hace enojar. Le digo, baja tus patas que me das mucha lata. Baja tus patas que me das mucha lata. Quítate ya de aquí, perro lanudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí, te doy un hueso, sí. Quítate ya de aquí, perro lanudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí, te doy un hueso, sí. El perro lanudo comienza a ladrar. Le digo que se calle y la dama. Oye, perro lanudo, déjame en paz. Le digo, baja tus patas que me das mucha lata. Baja tus patas que me das mucha lata. Quítate ya de aquí, perro lanudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí, te doy un hueso, sí. Quítate ya de aquí, perro lanudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí, te doy un hueso. Patas que me das mucha lata. Quítate ya de aquí, perro lanudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí, te doy un hueso, sí. Quítate ya de aquí, perro lanudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí, te doy un hueso, sí. Quítate ya de aquí, perro lanudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí, te doy un hueso, sí.
This is Joe from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Please, baby. thought you kept your promise here. And I thought you had some.
Smokey.
Hey.
Here we are.
Here we are.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is CFRC, the place to be.
Yeah.
It's 101.9. Thanks for joining us, everyone. If you're just tuning in, it's 24 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour. We're live.
Always.
Queen's University campus.
Uh-huh.
Scenic Kingston, Ontario.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Southeastern Ontario, where dreams come true.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Is that what they say?
That's what it says on the sign when you drive in from Buffalo.
Yeah.
Welcome to paradise, it says.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Exactly. It's Indie Wake Up. We're on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's, Canada's longest running radio station.
Yeah, that's pretty special.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And you know who's the best?
Who's the best?
We're the best. It's Indie Wake Up. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
We just heard a brand new track from Phantom Sugar with Punch Drunk. We're talking about boxing and wrestling today a little bit. But before Punch Drunk, we heard a oldie but a goodie, Don't Break My Heart. I forget who that was from. It's good, though. It's pretty good. Also in there, Night Court with a brand new punk track called Make Up My Mind. We had Los Rockin' Devils with Pero Loando.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice pronunciation there.
If you roll your consonants, no one even knows. Had Busty and the Bass in there with their brand new track, Lucky Song 7. And we opened it up with Pack Rat and Pure Trash.
Yeah, I'm not. I'd like to think I'm not pure trash. A bit of a pack rat. But
very clean.
Yeah. I try to keep it shiny and fresh.
Exactly. We're at our trashiest early in the morning when the coffee's not really into us yet.
Yeah.
It's what we're all about here at CFRC Studios.
Yeah, we like to have a good time.
Totally. So again, thanks for coming along. This time of morning, we like to do like a weekly recap.
Yeah.
Talk about our lives, what's going on, you know? Yeah. So what's going on with Simone the Moan? You're back after a couple weeks off.
A couple weeks off and spending time with the family and with the nieces and the nephew and the whole, you know, cyclone, tornado, hurricane that is regular family life.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So now the kids, they're school age, so they're going to school.
Okay.
Okay, which is a big transition from homeschooling.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've got to ride the bus now and they've got to, you know, teachers and they've got all kinds of things going on. And so they're adjusting to that fast life.
They're getting into it, though? They're adjusting?
I think so. But it's you know, like, it's hard. Were you ever bullied? Or?
Oh, of course. Look at my face.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the face of a man who was bullied.
I certainly was bullied. I remember, asking the other students if I could play with them some baseball, and they're like, okay, you can go in the outer field. And they just keep pushing, like, with their gesturing of their hands, okay, farther.
And then you're in the parking lot.
Yeah, and then I'm like 2 blocks away. I'm like not even at my school anymore. I'm like, where am I? I'm like in the neighborhood somewhere.
You never know if someone's going to hit a dinger into the outfield and you got to go get it.
You know, so it's a little bit of a challenge to watch them go through it, right? But yeah, we all kind of have to go through it a little bit. And I think it's good, you know.
You just got to find some common ground. Like, you know? I remember it was all, other than maybe your last example, but usually games are what bring kids together.
Yeah.
But you got to get games where they're all together in a pack. Like, no outfielders where you can just push people away. Wall ball. Remember wall ball? You ever play wall ball?
No.
You go on the pavement and you have the big brick wall in front of you, you get a tennis ball. And the idea is that you have two teams and you huck the ball at the wall. And I forget what it is. It's like if it bounces, if you catch it without it bouncing, the person who threw it is out.
Yeah.
And then if it bounces and you catch it, you just keep throwing it. I forget how it all worked, but I remember there was a variation called, pardon my French, red butt. And if you threw the ball at the wall and someone caught it without it bouncing, you would have to stand up against the wall and they would get to whip it at you.
You think that would be going?
They banned red butt.
Okay, they banned it.
But they kept wall ball. Wall ball was good.
Okay.
So I don't know if kids play wall ball.
I don't know. I don't know.
Or like Tamagotchis were a really cool thing.
Yes, I remember they had that. Maybe, I don't know if they'd be allowed to have a Tamagotchi.
I guess it'd just be a smartphone nowadays.
You know,
just
but an app I don't phone. Know. Although there's some schools where, you know, you have to put your phone away.
True.
And I think these kids are, they're, I think, these kids are too young for the phone. But the good thing is, they are being put into other activities that they do really enjoy.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Excellent.
Like ballet and hip hop.
Landscaping, you know, dirt schlepping, you know, sod unrolling.
Swimming. You know.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Volleyball, things like that.
That's so what you got to do.
Kind of balances it out a little bit, right?
So they'll find their people. They'll find their tribe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What about Pogs? You remember Pogs? You ever Pog it up?
I was never a Pog person.
Really?
My sister, little sister was.
Yeah.
And a serious Pog person.
It was basically gambling. Yeah. It was basically gambling.
Very serious. And you didn't want to lose particular Pogs, and you just wanted to win so badly.
True.
Yeah.
No metal slammers.
Yeah,
allowed.
I was a little bit older. I played marbles.
Marbles? Yeah, we were big marble fans.
Yeah, a little bit marble.
Every public school in Ontario has like a sand pit, and there's probably generations of marbles. Like archaeologists in a thousand years are going to wonder what's going on.
Yeah, so I did marbles, and I did cards that were comics. Like the Marvel or whatever.
Like trading cards.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
We did. Nerd. That.
I guess.
Awesome, right on.
I guess. Are you impressed?
You're in the right place, Simone.
Are you not entertained?
Exactly. Ooh, we're going to have to talk about that later on.
Yes, I think we do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Right on. Well, it's 8:30. I guess there's nothing much else going on. I mean,
what about you?
I'm growing my beard.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Okay. Can y'all hear that?
That was pretty good.
That's some major scruff there.
Audible scruff, yeah. I'm getting advice. I told people, find me on Instagram at JeffMovieNerd, all one word, and tell me your beard growing advice.
Mm.
Last week, Superfan Bonnie was sending me pictures via her husband, who's out hunting, last week.
Okay.
He was at the hunting camp for a couple weeks, so he was growing a beard.
Oh, yeah.
So I was getting pictures shown to me from, like, nowhere Ontario.
Yeah.
But he was saying beard balms work.
Yeah, beard balm or beard oil or a special brush.
Or single malt whiskey, said.
Yeah.
I think he meant to drink it and that might grow. I get a beard on my knuckles.
Drink it, not put it on your face?
I'll try it.
Why not both?
Yeah.
Try both.
Then when I get pulled over by a cop, I have to explain why I reek of whiskey.
Yeah, you'll have to explain that.
But if the cop has a beard, he'll understand.
Well, if you take me with you,
yeah,
I might help you to kind of explain.
Totally.
Yeah.
You're the designated driver, but you're still riding shotgun.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good... All right, it's good. I like it.
I think Superfan Bonnie has a good point.
I'm going to smear whiskey all over my face and drive around town.
Yeah.
Yes.
We want the beard. Like, I'm invested now. Like,
I'm not...
Do not touch the beard.
No.
You dare touch it.
See, I'm in the scruffy zone where I should be trimming it, but I'm not.
You're in your scruff era.
It's really Weasley right now. It's like a muskrat coming out of the sewer.
Out of the sewer?
When I get out of the shower, yeah.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm doing it is not just for the attention, folks. It's because
it's not just for the... Are you sure?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, right? It's mainly for the funding drive. We're in the midst of the CFRC funding drive, and I pledge to not cut my facial hair until... December 31st when the funding drive's over.
Oh.
Or, for the love of God, if we make our goal before that, then I can shave.
Okay.
So please.
So has anyone like held their cup to your like face in their hands?
God, no. I've got women with babies crossing the street to get away from me. You know, dogs bark at me as I go by.
No.
I was followed by a murder of crows. They weren't flying. They were just hopping behind me.
Just hopping?
I don't get it. It's weird. So for the love of criminy, donate to CFRC. Okay. Go to CFRC.ca. Save my dignity.
Okay. Or please donate some beard oil.
Yes.
Or a beard brush. Like, this is a whole other like thing, like a market for this beard.
Yeah.
For men's beard. Like, it's a thing.
It is. I'm just learning this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the other thing, my other strategy is I'm regular listeners will know I'm a bald man.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I've got to keep my bald head like really shaved down, like really spick and span, like Patrick Stewart style.
Uh-huh.
So that people don't think I'm just losing my mind.
Yeah.
Like, oh man. Movie nerd's letting himself go.
Let himself go.
Look at him. He hasn't shaved in weeks. And
okay.
What's
okay.
going on?
All right.
So there's strategy to this.
Yeah, there's strategy and there's levels.
Indeed.
Okay.
But I'm saving money on disposable razors, so that's good.
All righty.
Yeah, things are happening.
Okay, okay.
Awesome.
All right, so help out Jeff the Movie Nerd, everyone, and please donate to our annual funding drive, keeping CFRC on the air and thriving for another 102 years.
Abso-friggin-lutely. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
This is Indie Wake Up. We're going to get back to the tunes. Next break, we're going to talk about a glorious breakfast from our sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown
Alrighty.
Kingston. Let's
yeah.
get to it. Here's a brand new one called Marsh Surfing. This is by Lookout Tower right here. CFRC.
Yeah.
Stick to this place. It's 40 rods to the hog's head, and that's the way I like it.
Well, I went to see my baby last night. She started kissing me and squeezing me and holding me tight. I said, take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy, cause you got a long way to slide. Said, hold me, Daddy, and don't let me go, because I want to rock and roll with you some more. I said, take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy, cause you got a long way to slide. Well, she pulled the shades and turned the lights down low and said, come on, Daddy, let's rock and roll some more. I said, take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy, cause you got a long way to slide. Daddy, and don't let me go, because I want to rock and roll with you some more. I said, take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy, because you got a long way to slide. Well, she pulled the shades and turned the lights down low and said, come on, Daddy, let's rock and roll some more. I said, take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy, because you got a long way to slide. But when I tried to leave, she said, hold up, cat. I tried to run out the door, but she pulled me right back. I said, take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy, cause you got a long way to slide. Yeah! Now take it easy, 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 Greasy, cause you got a long way to slide.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Country rock and roll to the country floor. He's a heavy sin, but he's coming like a jail on wheels. 'Cause I ain't got a ticket.
'Lois, see right here. I was voted most likely to succeed.
Peter, that's not you. That's not even a yearbook. That's a People magazine.
Oh. I wonder why they had the wrong picture and name.
Help me, Lord.
Hey, welcome back.
How y'all doing today?
I think we're good.
Nice.
Yeah, we're golden.
We're golden and delicious. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
We're just your trashy trash heap of DJs today. It's CFRC, the place to be.
It is.
Rocking it since 1922.
It has. Longevity.
Yes.
It's got staying power. You know what I'm saying?
I think this station's got something. Yeah. I think it might stick around. Mm-hmm. 100 years. That's pretty good. So we're bopping today.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
I think you're happy I'm back.
I'm very happy you're back.
I think you missed me.
It was lonely down here. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, welcome back, Simone.
Okay.
You're off for a couple weeks and happy to see you back.
Yes, I'm happy to be back.
Who else am I going to rock out with to these Michael Jackson-esque tunes?
I know. That was pretty neat.
That was pretty good. That was Diamond Cafe with Loverboy. Brand new stuff. Groovy and funky.
Yeah, he's got that kind of open shirt with the cross chain.
Yeah.
Look. Would you ever rock such a look?
No.
No.
I'll leave it to Diamond Cafe.
All right.
They know what they're doing. Also in that set, a classic from The Clash with 48 Hours. Also in there, we had Convoy with Country Rock and Roller from Convoy the Band.
Okay.
Before them, we had a classic from Bobby Charles with Take It Easy, Greasy.
Oh.
That was from the Chess record label back in the day.
Back in the day.
Late 50s, I think.
That was back in the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember those days.
Do you?
No.
Wow, you look fantastic.
Thank you. We opened it up with Lookout Tower and Marsh Surfing Hold Your Heart. Brand new stuff. We're bringing you the goods, people.
Right on.
That's why you tune in. Like I said, it's CFRC. We're killing it.
Yeah, we are doing the thing.
It's 10 to 9, and this time of morning, we like to do our segment called The Breakfast Nook. Our show is sponsored by Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street.
Yeah, that little brick house.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really brick.
It's red like brick, though.
It's like red like brick. Yeah.
Captain Steve's been painting it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's painted the whole thing outside, so it's bright red again.
And nice.
Looking pretty good, yeah.
A little awning, you know, a little white awning there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we've been blessed with, like, unusually warm weather this season, so the patio's been, like, full of people, and it's been nice.
Good.
Yeah, so get on down there and see what's going on. We enjoyed some good breakfast today.
Yeah.
It was the Tiger Bar.
Yes.
It was the paste. It was like a Rice Krispie square with chocolate and caramel.
Very decadent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The bakers get in early, so if you get in at 8 o'clock when they open, you can always find some sweet snackage.
Yeah.
And I enjoy.
They work hard in there, don't they?
They do, yeah.
They really do.
They do to make up for me not working that hard. Oh,
I doubt that.
Who knows?
They have you lift all the stuff.
I eat hard and I play hard. I had some delicious cheesy chive bread from Wilton Weed Kings. It was baked fresh this morning. I just ripped into it like a squirrel.
Yeah.
It was delicious. That's
like a
so
queen. Green squirrel.
Yes.
Not a Lemoyne's Point squirrel.
No, Lemoyne's Point squirrels are
There's
lazy and chubby.
Right.
We're talking about Queen's University squirrels. They have to fight.
Yes.
They got to scrap. They got to fight crows.
Yes.
Yeah. Get down to Old Farm. Get some Wilton Weed King bread because it's the best in town.
It is. It is good.
It's real good.
Mm-hmm.
You get a smoked ham sandwich from Old Farm. It's made on the Wilton cheesy chive bread. Get that grilled on the panini press. Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Ooh, that sounds good.
So good. I like it a lot. Yeah. So get down there. Check it out.
Okay.
Don't regret your lunch choices.
Yeah.
Make it an Old Farm lunch.
You get something healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty healthy and
and start thinking about holiday gifts as well. Old Farm's got gift baskets. Nice bottles of wine. We just got the 100% beeswax candles in as well, the Dharma lights. Very good sellers for the holiday.
That's very nice.
And
that's a nice gift.
And Captain Steve was making cheese cutting boards out of ash the other day. He was cutting them down, sanding them, oiling them with vegetable oils so they're nice and food safe. And you get a nice, like, homemade cheese board for your holiday charcuteries.
Oh.
Crafted by Steve.
On ash?
Ash wood.
Oh, ash wood.
Yeah, ash
okay,
trees,
yes.
Yeah. Very nice hardwood, yeah.
Okay,
so they look great. So there's a lot of cool gifty stuff down there.
That's pretty nice. That's something that's going to last.
It will.
Yeah, and it's just sustainable.
Very sustainable.
Yeah.
And every time you're eating your fine Manchego or your Comté Raclette, you'll be thinking of Old Farm.
Ooh, Jeffrey.
Yeah. I'm bringing some cheese next week, I think, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, so check it out. And if you're a small business and you want to get a nice, good sponsorship deal on CFRC, get some good advertising. It's a pretty sweet deal.
It is sweet.
It is not bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So contribute to a legacy worth listening to.
There you go.
Yeah. A legacy worth listening to. So yeah, make a donation.
Yes.
Whatever you'd like.
Absolutely.
And we'll make good use of it.
They're doing a thing where if you donate, every $5 you donate gets you entered in a raffle. I think I forget when they started, but every week they're going to raffle off prizes from some of the other sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And get a nice Old Farm gift basket if you play your cards right.
Yeah.
If you donated a gift basket.
That's right.
It's in the office right now.
Yeah, or make a donation and we'll play your song.
Yes, we do. After the 9 o'clock hour, we do have a special request that someone donated and requested a song from a local punk band called Owl Farm. That's after 9, so we'll get to that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But to get us to the 9 o'clock hour, we better get back to some new tracks. Keep it rocking and a rolling.
Yeah.
Here's a new one from Jesse Reyes featuring Ari Lennox. This is called Just Like That.
Just Like That.
On CFRC.
Place to be.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Tony Parker. Really one of one, titties use, let's discuss it all. Something like a red button, y'all in the trouble zone. Been the boogeyman, scaring mans that I snuck up on. I don't know the speed limit, just put your buckle on. We had a time, so you know it was once upon. Como te quiero, got some Spanish to brush upon. Knew I had a head since I got me a honey bun. Double in the fun, I got me another one. Gotta move smoother, you fumble it. Been in solid state, I won't have to recover it. Tried to shave a lot off the top of my publishing. Make it make sense, make that piece of the puzzle fit. I just made a deal with the demons I hustle with. Y'all just do your best, look to me and I'll double it. I just ride the beat, basically a percussionist. I just gave him heat, handle me with an oven mitt. I see your brand, but like the glove, it doesn't fit. Never signed a job, yet I thrive, I ain't shucking it. I'ma make you mine, I ain't trying to double dip. But I ain't gonna lie, one is something I struggle with.
Yeah, and this is just what I'm feeling lately. Came a long way from uploading the city, baby. Hard to clear the trash out, just call me the cleaning lady. By any means, military minds of the Swedish Navy. I have visions of success and I see it daily. Give yourself some time to lie down if you're feeling shaky. Nuts and bolts and nails, that's the diet I'm eating mainly. I know all my lines, I guess I'll be the leading lady. About to take off, better make sure you seated safely. About to blow like my gut when I'm eating dairy. I've been in the gym lifting weights that I need to carry. I am not a nice guy, that's how you get treated crazy. Y'all gon' need to play the bummer sauce. I just bought it and I don't know what it costs. Before I leave the house, I clean my sneakers. What the would I be going without my reefer? Ain't no hand-me-downs, ain't no down the line. Tired of them getting out of line. I don't got no doubts, that's the bottom line. Time is ticking, who I think you out of time. We about to get it popping like baking soda. I see the gateway to joy and the gates is open. Trying to brush the dirt all over here, we be shaking shoulders. On my chicken, man, we be taking over. Walk in, confetti, I'm winning already. Whatever you did, I did it already. I'm seeing the rest, I think that I'm Jesse. I'll dish you and your mama, cause it's petty. I'm in pursuit.
Nintendo, a quick-loading cartridge system with over 60 of the hottest titles ever. Games like Batman, a life-and-death struggle to end the evil Joker's reign of terror and save Gotham City. Games like Super Mario Brothers, a battle to rescue the Mushroom Princess from the evil Koopa Turtles. Go for the joystick for extra control, or go to infrared for remote control. The hottest games are on Nintendo, the world's number one game system.